Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, today, my friends, we're going to pull the curtain back. You've all wondered what goes on behind the scenes at Lifestyles Unlimited, and it's a really interesting situation, to be honest with you. Really hard for most people to believe. I've got lots of people that are trying to copy me, and you know, they go out there and they've got two or three people that work for them, and the same people consult that sell memberships, that, you know, do the marketing, whatever. That's it's just somebody here trying to make a living working at something like this. Whereas what I did was 30 years ago, I designed a complete program, decided that it was going to be the best in the world, and went to work creating that situation. Now, to do that, you have to realize a certain couple of things that are important. I'm going to lay this out for you before I bring on the guest today, and then I'm going to be very careful about how I bring on the guest, because I have a lot of different topics I want to touch on that are very touchy topics when it comes to understanding people. So let's first start with this concept. I have a belief, and that is that we touch about 10% of the people out there. So if this radio station's listening to 450 million people here in this country, you know, 10% of 450 is whatever that is, 40 million people out there that might believe what I believe or would even be willing to listen to my perspective of what I believe. That leaves 90% of the people out there that don't really get touched by what you have to say. They're not really interested in what you have to say. So first thing you have to do is you have to realize who your clientele is. But secondly, even within that clientele, if there's 10% of the people are even interested in what I have to say, across that board, there's gradations of people's belief in what I have to say and or appreciation of my approach in presenting it. So let's say that 10% of the people just massively love what I say, what I do. 10% probably don't. And so as you go out there and you have the other 80% in the center, you have to do something that's going to solidify in a company your customers and how they're going to fit into all that. So I had to hire people to do things that are counter to my personality. And to do that, I also have to hire people that are counter to my skill set. And that's what we've done. Now, the individual we have coming on today was not particularly and did not particularly get into lifestyles because of all that. They got in because they were members and they gravitated towards that. So we want to bring them on first as, or bring her on first, a member, and then as an employee as we get further into the conversation. So with us here today is Claire Reeves. Claire, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Del.
So let's take this long road at the very beginning. You and Lee were living in New York. Her husband's an attorney. I mean, she's a scientist. Now think about this. Who doesn't believe in real estate investing? Let me pick two people that would never believe in real estate investing. An attorney and a scientist. Highly educated people living in a state where we have almost no members, because it's a state of arrogance where everybody there is smarter than everybody else. That's why you live in New York, because you're the sharpest blades in the whole country's world, you know, whole country's drawer. And so these two people, a scientist and an attorney, somehow hook up with us. And Claire, I believe that the story goes something along the line that Lee found us and he was interested more than you were, and that you were rather skeptical. Why don't you pick it up at the beginning and tell everybody how Lee found us and what his thoughts were and what your thoughts were when you first started listening to us?
Oh, sure. So we had just had our second child, and Lee was, there's a long story behind that, but he was working as an attorney for a big corporation that a portion of that corporation was being sold off. And that sales transaction was going to happen on my due date. And so his boss was making all kinds of comments like, you have to be here, can you put a cork in her, all these kinds of things. And it really made Lee realize that, you know, he wanted more control of his time. He couldn't really take a lot of time off after we had the baby to spend time with us. He had to go back to work. And so while I was on maternity leave, I went down to North Carolina for my maternity leave, and Lee stayed up in New York working. And when he came to pick us up in North Carolina, he was like, I think I've found an answer, Claire. I want to get into real estate investing, and I have found this group down in Houston, Texas, that teaches people how to do it. And so I want to join this group. And I said, okay. And he told me the name, and I was like, are you crazy? It sounds like it's a, you know, multi-level marketing scheme. I don't know what you're getting us into here, but if you want to check it out, I'm behind that. You know, you can check it out. So that's what he did. And I think he eventually started with just taking the online education from our apartment in New York, really dove into it, explored all of the classes. And as you noted in your intro, I really had no interest in it at all. I was still working as a scientist. I had invested a ton of my time and energy to become trained as a scientist. So I wasn't really interested in giving it up at that point in time. But if he wanted to pursue this, he could. You know, that was his passion. And as things progressed, he decided he wanted to fly down to Houston to attend your 2-day, which he did. And that's when he came back, and he was like, he called me from the 2-day in Houston, was like, I'm going to join at Lifestyle's preferred membership level. And I was like, okay, I trust you. You believe in this program, and you think it will get you the results that you want to achieve, then I'm behind you. So he joined, and then we thought at the time that we might be moving to Nebraska. And that is where I am from originally. And so he bought 2 single-family homes out in Omaha, Nebraska. And he partnered up with my brother, who lives out there. And so my brother kind of managed the on-site operation of that. And Lee managed the whole real estate transaction. And that kind of proved to us that the education worked, and that you could be successful. And things just kind of spiraled from there. We ended up not moving to Nebraska because we couldn't get jobs there. It's a small market, and we just weren't having any success getting jobs. So that's when we decided to move to Houston, which I was not on board with, really. But Lee put together a PowerPoint filed to convince me that.
Are you kidding me? Now, guys, I got to cut you off for a second, Claire, because we have to have a second to laugh. Husbands, wives, when an attorney meets a scientist and you have to make a life decision, it takes a PowerPoint. Go on.
It does. And the reason I told them, I was a flippant comment, put it in a PowerPoint, convince me. Because as a scientist, I used PowerPoint all the time. That is how we communicated our results, our data, our scientific data. And I knew Lee had no clue how to operate PowerPoint, how to use it at all. And so I thought he would never do it. But he proved me wrong, and he did. So I knew a few people in Houston. I reached out to them. But ultimately, it comes down to you're married, and this is your significant other's dream, what they've always kind of wanted to do ultimately in life. And so I said, okay, let's give it a go. And we moved to Houston.
I remember speaking to him, Claire, and it seemed to me that there was a lot more adamancy into the story than what you're talking about. That was along the lines of he really hated the concept of a corporate attorney. The way it was really more like being a employee of the lowest type, other than being a highly educated, top-end type person. So we'll take a short break. We'll be right back. We'll pick it up from there. And the rest of you, hang in here. We'll be right back with Claire Reeves and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Walmsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises.
I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
The Del Wamsley Radio Show. If you're just turning in with me, I have Claire Reeves with me here, a scientist by trade, married to an attorney by trade, living in New York and deciding to make a gigantic family move down to Houston because of some different issues that came up. And we were just getting into those issues as we went to break. So, Claire, again, I threw it at you that it's, you know, Lee seemed really depressed when I talked to him. He really wanted to come. Tell us why you guys came. Pick it up again.
Sure. Yeah. He didn't want at the beck and call of a boss or a client. He really wanted to control his time, and he had always kind of had that mindset. And so when he found Lifestyles Unlimited, it gave him an opportunity to take this lifelong interest in real estate and not only pursue that, but also gain control of his time, essentially. And so that's why we made the move from New York to Houston. I mean, we weren't going to be staying in New York City forever. We knew that. And so while I would have never in a million years thought that Houston would be the place that we would end up, it turned out to be a really great move for our family.
Now, he's already bought a couple houses with your brother or somebody in your family that practiced and made, you know, sort of tested the concepts out a little bit, so he felt better about that. You guys moved down here. What did you do once you got down here, the two of you?
So I was still working. I got a job for a small biotech company that was developing technology to detect circulating tumor cells in the blood. And Lee was still, he was able to keep his job that he had in New York. They had an office in Houston. And so he continued to do work for them. But the nature of the work changed a bit in that it gave him a lot of flexibility in his workday. So when we got to Houston, then Lee decided to, instead of, originally he was going to keep going with single family, but I think getting to Houston and then going to multifamily road trips and networking with people at case studies and all these different things made him realize that he should immediately jump into multifamily investing. So he started to pursue that. He bought a small, I think it was 14 units to start. It was just him and one other investor, and he kind of cut his teeth on that deal. And I was still working. My job, I quickly realized that this little small biotech company, that it really wasn't the right fit for me. They were trying to use bad data to sell their system, and I really wasn't really comfortable with that. So I ended up leaving that job, and I started working for a small bioscience writing and editing firm. And I was a managing editor for them, working from home. And ironically, I mean, as a scientist, you work hard, you work long hours, you work weekends, because you need to go into the lab whenever the mice are ready to be analyzed or cells that you might be culturing. And so I thought that stepping away from scientific bench work, and working for a writing firm would be a little less demanding of my time, but it turned out to be even more demanding because it was a very small firm, and we had clients from all over the world. And the expectation was that we had to answer emails within 4 hours of receiving them. So when you're getting emails from China and Japan and Korea, it ends up creating insanely long work days. So I was working around the clock, and I was miserable. And so I stuck with that job for about 2 years. Lee was still, he was pursuing, you know, multifamily investing, and I reached a point where I just couldn't do it anymore. Our oldest daughter was in kindergarten, and I really wanted to be more involved with her school and volunteering and just be more present for my kids in general instead of working 60 hours a week. So I ended up quitting that science writing job and didn't really have a plan for what I was going to do. So I, after what I would call a phase of depression, because I was, my identity was so tied up in being a scientist and the training that I had done, Lee was like, why don't you, you know, you need something to focus on. Why don't you try buying some houses and doing, you know, what Dell teaches on the single family side. So I decided, okay, I'll go to the 2-day, which I did. I sat through the first day and I was like, okay, I'm ready to go. I didn't need to go to the second day because I wasn't going to do multifamily. And I just jumped into single family investing after hearing your first day of the 2-day and ended up buying 6 houses within a 2-month time frame. So yeah, I'm a type A, if you can tell.
So let's talk about the meltdown of the skepticism. Where did it start to go away? When did you start to break through the skepticism that this sounds like a stupid thing to do?
I knew that it worked out based off of those first 2 houses that Lee did, but I was still skeptical, if that makes any sense. It's not logical at all. But Lifestyles was just this unknown entity to me because I never really got involved with it. I never got my hands on it. So I think the skepticism finally went away when I myself put it to practice and bought those houses and started doing it, quite honestly.
Okay. I'm just trying to work through, you know, someone like a scientist thinks differently than the average person does. Much more intensity, much more specificity, I think, than the average person thinks about things.
Yeah. And I think sitting in the 2-day and seeing the numbers, I think data, scientists are driven by data. So, you know, seeing the numbers, you have to then believe that the numbers are real, right? And so then that's just from talking and building a relationship with them and trusting them. You know, so I mean, I knew it was real from Lee doing it. So, but then me actually taking the leap to do it myself is what really solidified things for me personally.
All right, so let's move on along past that, because really there's a chasm here somewhere, and I don't know where the cliff is, so I'm going to have to have you help me get to the cliff so I don't fall off the side of it trying to take you there. And that
okay.
is, you were working through this, doing these houses. Lee has been out here doing these apartments. Let's talk about I'm going to say a couple words until I come to a word that makes sense. The feel of the culture. Culture's it, probably the right word. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the culture of Lifestyles Unlimited compared to the culture of where you and Lee came from. We'll be right back with Claire Reeves and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Claire Reeves. She's a Lifestyles member that has become a very important part of our team, and we're just trying to tell the story of her coming across from the other side of the world, that of being a scientist, her husband being an attorney, coming out of the highly educated world into the culture, it's what I called it as we went to break, the culture of Lifestyles Unlimited, which is completely different, which is based on abundance mentality. There's enough for all of us. There's nobody out there fighting. We don't have to be the best. We don't have to get our awards. We don't have to go out there and write our article quicker than anybody else. We don't have to go win a lawsuit. We all get along well together, and we share private information, financial information, and that's just not something people from New York would do, would it be?
Well, certainly in Lee's area, it wouldn't have been. But surprisingly, in the world of science, it's extremely collaborative. The culture is honestly a little bit similar to the Lifestyles culture. Sure, there is competition. You mentioned, you know, trying to get your data published before your competitor does. Yes, absolutely. There is that is a huge component. But overall, it is highly collaborative. And what is actually very interesting is that as a in graduate school when I was getting my PhD in cell biology, the structure is very similar to how Lifestyles is set up, in that there is somebody who oversees the lab, they are the mentor, and myself as a graduate student was the mentee. So my mentor taught me basically everything I needed to know to become a scientist, how to do research, et cetera. Ironically, Lifestyles is set up the exact same way, where we have mentors if you join at a certain membership level, and you can go to those mentors with any question that you have, and they will guide you step by step through the process of buying a house or buying an apartment community.
Excellent. So you were comfortable with that type of a system already. As I move forward in this, I'm going to try to breach this vast void that I'm about ready to jump over. And if I miss, I'm going to fall into a crevasse so deep I won't come back out. But the reality is that from the very beginning, the way people could tell if I actually wrote something was nothing was spelled correctly. Punctuation was all wrong. Wrong words, you know, where, and where, there, and there. Whatever it is you could do grammatically wrong, I would do it and they'd go, yeah, Dell really wrote that. That's really Dell. Anything that came out that was articulate was probably rewritten or written by somebody else. And I say that tongue-in-cheek just because I'm setting up the concept that somewhere along the line I had to bring in people that were educated to put together my educational system. I spent over $1 million. I had a doctorate in educational science come in and develop what we called the bridge at the time. I don't know what they're calling it now. They've got it different stuff. But it was just this massive college educational format. And when we put that together, Lynn, who's the executive vice president, a very good corporate-minded leader, she started putting in people around us that were highly technical, highly sophisticated individuals, highly educated individuals that compensated for all of us gunslinger-type real estate investors that were in the group, right? And she started designing it. She brought you on. She told me about you, she said, oh boy, she can write, she's unbelievable, she can do this, she can do that, she's a scientist, she'll fit right in, she's just what we need to clean up our materials and so on and so forth. And they brought you in at that level as a writer. What were you thinking when they brought you in? What job description did she give you? Because sometimes I think we just make them up.
Two summers ago, Lifestyles put out an email to the general membership. They were looking for a writer / editor at that time. And that was in my wheelhouse. I had already, as a scientist, you do a ton of writing. And I, as I mentioned earlier, I worked for a science writing firm for a couple of years. And I continued to do freelance science writing for people after I quit that job. So I was still doing writing and editing work in the background, even when I was started buying those single family houses and pursuing real estate. And so when Lifestyle sent out this, email asking for a writer / editor, I thought, well, why not? I like working, being engaged. I have 3 young kids. I obviously want to be flexible, but I don't mind picking up projects at that time. So I responded to that, and they hired me as like a freelance science writer and editor. And I would say that was summer of 2018. And then in May, it was over Memorial Day, Lynn called me out of the blue and asked if I would be interested in being the vice president of education and member experience. And so we talked about what that looked like, because I didn't really know what that would look like. But ultimately, it sounded fun to me. And I really love working with Lynn. She is incredible. So I thought, yeah, let's try it. I mean, I understand all of the real estate lingo now, right? I understand how Lifestyles work. And so it was kind of a natural fit. And I started, it's been just a little over a year. I started on July 1st of 2019 as the VP of Education and Member Experience. And there was a learning curve, but really my training as a scientist has given me all of the skills that I need to be VP of Education here at Lifestyles Unlimited.
So as an outsider looking in and now as the insider looking out, tell us about the educational program. How would you grade the educational program that Lifestyles puts out there? Because I've spent millions of dollars on the educational part of it, whereas most, you know, that's not counting the millions of dollars spent on salaries for consultants and stuff. I'm just talking about just putting this accumulation of documented information and training together. What do you think of all this?
I think it's exceptional. I think that it's invaluable for the membership. And it's really incredible to have all of these different classes about basically any topic you could think of related to buy and hold residential real estate. You really, if you join Lifestyles Unlimited, there's really no reason why you can't become successful as a real estate investor, because of all of the wonderful educational opportunities that we offer. And we're always working to refine it, and it really is a credit to all of the people who work at Lifestyles, the mentors, the operations consultants, really everybody on the team has a wealth of knowledge, and we're constantly sharing that knowledge through various webinars and the classes that we create. So it's really an awesome thing, and particularly in times like during a pandemic, when everything is new, I think that's where Lifestyles really becomes invaluable to members, because we're all navigating something new together, but the people who are on the Lifestyles team are problem solvers, and we can help our members solve whatever problems they're facing together. So it's really been neat to be on the other side of things.
Well, it's a great team, and it's an interesting team in many different reasons, one of which is, if you think about us, we are a giant ship. People don't get that. You know, they hear me on the radio, and it's like, okay, there's this guy named Dell. That's it. What you don't understand is we have 50,000 clients all over the country or in every state. It's unbelievable how large we are and how many people we have that are members, not just members, but consultants and mentors and staff and backup staff and administrative staff. And it's unbelievable how many people work for us. And you never see them because they just silently go along doing what they're supposed to do, and it all gets done. I would say that this COVID thing was like I think about Lifestyles as being a giant ship at sea, big, gigantic ship filled with people. And all of a sudden they're saying, we got to turn this thing around. And you're going, you know, ships take miles and miles and miles to turn around. And I felt like our employees were like little tugboats that jumped into the water, got on both sides of the ship and spun it right around and got it going the other direction, where everything went online almost instantly. I mean, massive amount of results, not just activity, action. It was results. They turned this thing around on a dime, which is, to me, amazing. So it's a great staff. I got another one for you. You know, you talk about the work environment that you worked at. Well, we got to go to break. We'll come back. We'll talk about work environment in just a moment. We'll take a short break. Be right back with Claire Reeves and the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Del Walmsley on having a plan.
The year I got cancer and could not work for 8 months, I lost 50 pounds. I want to tell you that I made $4 million that year. I made more that year than any year I'd ever made previous to that in my life. And I'm not telling you that to impress you. I'm telling you that to impress upon you. I didn't go to work for 8 months. That's a plan.
Create your plan at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Claire Reeves. She is VP of Education and Member Experiences. Big title, big job. What do you touch, feel, see, smell, interact with at Lifestyles when you walk in the door? Well, that's what Claire makes sure is always the right thing, and that's her job. So, Claire, as we went to break, I told you we'd talk about culture in the workforce here, and I wanted to bring up something, a little story. About 5-6 years ago, we had found the people across the street, across the hallway from us in Houston office, which was Riverstone Residential Real Estate Management Company, is a property management company, was leaving. We rented half of the building, and they rented half of the building, and the other half of the floor, and they decided to vacate, so they came to us and said, do you want the other half of the floor? And for years, I thought it'd be neat to have the whole floor. And then I was speaking with Lynn, and this was 5 or 6 years ago, and we realized at that time we had started a new policy where we had a couple of our staff members, VPs, working down in Florida. We had a couple of them, you know, somebody working out in Phoenix, somebody working in Dallas, somebody working in San Antonio. We had one of them working in Las Vegas, and then a bunch more of them in Houston and so forth. And we realized that we really were changing the way we were doing business, and then we realized we're going to go national. We realized we didn't need a concentration of people at one location. We needed people all over the country. So we changed our approach, and luckily for us, we did. Nowadays, I think companies with this COVID stuff are realizing that office space employment just isn't as effective as to be able to put people where they need to be and get stuff done. So you working in this environment, you're talking about a company where they don't tell you what time to get up, what time to be at work, where to go, what to do. They give you a task. This is your task. Sometimes we give you a challenge. Help us figure out how to create the task. Help us figure out how to create the map. But no one is following any of our employees around, making sure they do what they do. How does that feel to work in an environment like that?
Well, that was just second nature to me because, again, my scientific training, that's how you do science. You drive the research. It's up to you. You show up. No one's telling you how to spend your day or what you need to do. So if you want to be successful, you've got to get the job done. And so that's just part of how I have always operated, I guess, since graduating from college. And so that was not novel to me. You certainly were way ahead of the curve when you and Lynn decided to implement some of the remote work for various team members. And now you're reaping the benefit because you didn't have to figure out what to do during this whole pandemic thing. And it's allowed me to not be tied to an office. So we actually no longer live in Houston even. We moved last year to Franklin, Tennessee because we could. I think Harvey was kind of the last straw for me personally. I just didn't want to live in a place that continually flooded like that. So now I live in Franklin. I have a home office. Lee has a home office. We still manage our real estate in Houston. But again, because of the way Lifestyles Unlimited teaches you to invest in real estate, there's not a lot of time involved with those properties. More for Lee, obviously, because he does multifamily, but not for me with my single family. They're rented, people are paying their rent, and everything is going smoothly. And so I have been able to focus on what I do for Lifestyles. And it has been busier than it ever really has been since I started. I would say March, the work exploded because, as you mentioned earlier, we transitioned all of our events, all of our educational events to online webinars, and I have overseen that entire process. But it's been a lot of fun, too, and a great learning experience for everybody, I think. And we're constantly tweaking, you know, the educational opportunities we offer. How can we make them more engaging? How can we add in, you know, videos of properties since we can't go and tour them in person? So we're always trying to constantly make improvements. But everybody, I mean, that's just the way the world is now. Everybody's online, and I talk to people on the team who lived in San Antonio or Dallas or Michigan, you know, on a daily basis. And so that's really cool. that technology allows us to do that.
It is amazing how many different places we have people. And I was thinking about it as you're talking about it. It really is. I got a question for you. This is a zinger. I get this one every once in a while. I just wanted to see what you'd do with it. I get this all the time. Del, why will these multi-millionaire, highly successful people, why are they willing to teach us how to do something? Any answer for that one? Why we're able to get these super successful people to give back?
I mean, why does anybody go and volunteer for any organization? I mean, it's the same concept. I think as humans, there's something in us that wants to give back, that wants other people to be successful. I mean, it's the same concept of, haven't you ever met somebody who, well, I'm doing a cleanse right now, Del, a 21-day cleanse, and now I want Lee to do it. You know, like when you have success with something, it's just human nature to want the people around you to have that same success and do it too. So I think that's all it is. I mean, it's not a huge mystery to me.
Got it. Well, I really appreciate you coming on board and taking on this massive job that really before you were there, it wasn't even a job. We sort of invented it for you. And as all good things, it grew. And now it's a very, very important part of our company. So thank you very much for coming on today. Thank Lee for doing what he does for us. And for both of you, really appreciate it. For the rest of you out there, consider this. You've been stuck at the same job, in the same city, in the same home for your entire life. You get up every day and you get in the little squirrel cage and you run and run and run and run and run. You live a complete life of quiet desperation. These people change states, change jobs, change lives, and changed everything. Not for some money, but for a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
For listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.